Come and get it.
Come and get it.
Come and get it.
Come and get it.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground.
Well, how do, folks, and a great big Western welcome to all of you listening in along the Lucky You line. You know, we had a lot of excitement around here yesterday because it was our first day that we had a sponsor. We all shined our boots and put on our Sunday go-to-meeting clothes for the occasion, and we're waiting for him now to drive out here to the ranch. And George Putnam, he's the man from the network in the city, he came out too. He's going to live here with us now. And, well, he don't know too much about ranch life, and I think that old Shug Fisher might have been just a little bit too hard on him.
Oh, what do you mean hard on him, little Lloyd? There could be a left-handed post hole to the digger, you know.
Well, yeah, I know there could be, but there ain't.
Well, exercise did him good anyhow.
Well, I guess it didn't hurt him too much at that. And by golly, I can't think of a better way to get things going here with our first tune instead of Saddle Your Worries to the Wind. Almost said that.
Some folks live and worry all their whole life through, but I found out that isn't quite the thing to do. So listen, pal, to me, and surely you'll agree.
The sun shines much brighter than he's ever shone before. If you settle your worries to the wind, your happy heart will be, oh well, to never ask for more. If you settle your worries to the wind, you'll see the dark clouds vanish when the prairie breezes blow, and blue skies smile about you everywhere you go. So get along, old timer, there's a better range ahead. If you settle your worries to the wind.
Say, Ken, isn't that a new pair of boots you're wearing?
Yes, sir, Lloyd, and I've got me a new hat, too.
Oh.
I'm figuring on ordering a new saddle next week.
Well, what is the big idea?
Well, we got a new sponsor, that's what. And I'm fixing to go out on a little spending spree.
Now, wait just a minute, Ken. Don't jump over the traces. We've got to get a lot of folks to buy our sponsor's products, or we won't even be able to stay on the big network.
True.
Of course, I don't think that'll be too big a job because folks everywhere already know that they're the biggest and best name in peanuts all over the world.
Well, I know that, Lloyd. That's why I figured it'd be all right to go out.
Hey, I heard you talking about our sponsors, so I just had to break in.
Well, you know, I'm glad you did, George. I was just starting to tell Ken about the Planters products. But why don't you tell him and all the folks listening in about Planters?
Well, Lloyd and Ken, there's nothing I'd like better. And today I want to remind you folks about those wonderful peanuts that Planters packs in vacuum cans. Planters Cocktail Salted Peanuts. They're called vacuum packed. That means the big plump peanuts sealed inside are always oven crisp and roaster fresh. Planters means that every peanut is roasted and toasted and salted by an exclusive process to give it that just right flavor. You know, this being Thanksgiving week, I know you'd especially like to have a few cans on hand to pass around when the folks drop in and to add extra flavor to those cookies and cakes that you're baking, Mom. So why don't you nosy along down to that store today and get a half dozen of those blue and yellow half-pound cans of Planters Cocktail Salted Peanuts. Like the folks say down in Lucky You Ranch, anywhere you buy them or anytime you eat them, Planters is the word for peanuts, for peanut oil and peanut butter.
Well, I'll slap a wildcat in the face till he purrs like a kitten. If just hearing about them good things to eat makes me hungry as a wolf, a coyote.
I'm not quite sure what you said, Chug, but I sure agree with George about those products making you hungry as a wolf. And by the way, speaking of wolves, we've got a song, a brand new song written by Bob Nolan that we think is destined to become a great big tune. It's a story about an outlaw, a man. He's trying to make up with an outlaw wolf, a lobo wolf.
Outlaw,
outlaw. Noble wild wolf, outlaw of your tribe. Fear not this outlaw, noble, turn not from my side. I know you're lonesome, come show me where you hide.
Just two lonesome outlaws, noble, wandering far and wide.
Noble wild wolf, what crime did you do? Are you really outlaw, Lobo? Are the stories true? They call you devil, a clever devil too.
Then wait for this outlaw, Lobo, and I'll follow you.
Do a great job of singing and playing.
Well, thank you, George. Say, by the way, how do you like ranch life by now? Life, that is.
Nothing in the city to compare with it, Lloyd. Of course, having only been here since yesterday, I'm still new to how you danglers do things.
No, George, the word is wranglers.
Oh. Well, thanks a lot, Lloyd. I guess it's going to take me a little time to get on to these things. But don't forget, any time I can be of any help to you.
I'm glad you said that, George. I tell you, there is one thing you could do for me this afternoon.
Why, I'd be glad to, Shug. What is it?
Oh, here it comes. What is it you want George to do, Shug?
Oh, nothing much, Ken. But the skin on that there big old pig is getting a little rough.
Say, that's right. We've been so doggone busy, we haven't been able to grease it, have we?
No. Grease a pig?
Oh, sure. We have to do it about once a week. It keeps their skin in good condition. Keeps it from drying up.
Well, all right.
Well, George, you can find that can of pig grease in the tool shed.
Yeah, that's where I left it, the last pig greasing.
Well, thanks, fellas, for letting me help you out like this.
Oh, that's all right.
I'm anxious to learn, you know.
Yeah.
Say, do you mind if I stick around for a while?
No, George. Make yourself comfortable. I think Lloyd is going to read today's gold deed letter and award an acre of lucky ewe land to the person who's done a good deed.
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea, giving away an acre of your lucky ewe ranch each day.
Well, we get a lot of satisfaction out of it, George, because even though it's not city land with all the improvements a lot of folks are used to, it still is a part of this great old USA that they can point to and say, that's mine forever. How about it, Lloyd? Are you going to read that letter we talked about this morning?
I sure am, Ken. In fact, I've got it right here. letter says, I'm writing to tell you of a young man who lives in a little town of Birchwood, Wisconsin. About 10 days before Christmas in 1950, his house caught fire. He was in the barn working at the time, and when he discovered the fire, he found that his wife had tried to put it out and rescue their two children, but she had fainted, and the two children were almost suffocated. He rushed them 18 miles over snow-covered roads to the nearest doctor and hospital. A radio station put out calls for nurses and money for these stricken people, which they soon got. But unfortunately, within the next 2 days, his little family went beyond the sunset. The stricken father and husband, he could have used the money that was raised for himself, but refused to. Instead, he wanted the money used for a first aid station in Birchwood, Wisconsin. You see, if there had been one there, his family might have been saved. I think this brave, courageous, and thoughtful man certainly deserves your Gold Eat Award if anyone ever did. His name is Robert Janda. His address, Rural Route 1, Birchwood, Wisconsin. The letter is signed Leroy White and Family, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Well, Mr. Janda, you deserve all the future happiness there is. We hope our Gold Deed to an acre of Lucky You land out here in California will add a little bit more to that happiness. You know, a man like that will become a legend to all the people back there in Wisconsin, and we'd like to do a song about a girl that became a legend all over the world.
Ramona, I hear the mission bells above. Ramona, they're ringing out our song of love. I press you, caress you, and bless the day you taught me to care. To always remember the rambling rose you wore in your hair. Ramona, when day is done, you'll hear my call. Ramona, we'll meet beside the waterfall.
I dread the dawn when I awake to find.
Well, thank you very much, Betty. Say, you sort of sneaked up on us a little bit. How are things down at District School Number 3?
Just fine, Lloyd. And thanks, all of you, for offering to come down to the Edwards next Saturday and help rebuild their barn.
What?
What was that?
When's the next Saturday?
Repeat that, huh?
Why, you did make the offer, didn't you?
Well,
little Buddy Edwards said that Carl was talking to...
Oh, Carl said so.
Now, wait a minute. I can explain, fellas.
Well, I wish you would, Carl. Not that we mind, because... You know we don't, but it is nice to be told about these things.
Well, I was going to tell you this morning, but, well, we got so busy I didn't have a chance to.
When did you see the Edwards, Carl?
Well, I just happened to be in the neighborhood last night, so I stopped in for a minute.
With more groceries?
Oh, no, I just rode down with a keg of nails I thought they might be able to use. They were just sitting in our tool shed. Rusty, anyway.
Well, Carl, I guess if they ever pass out medals for helping hands, why, you're bound to get the first one. And, Betty, you can tell the Edwards that we'll all be there at daybreak Saturday. You know, I bet you we can rebuild that barn before sundown.
Well, I bet you we'll put a lot of nails in it anyway.
Thanks a lot, boys. And I'll tell them this afternoon. Say, what's Hugh looking so glum about?
Oh, he's just sort of pouting.
Hugh pouting, for heaven's sakes, what about?
Oh, nobody's asked him to play his fiddle, and he's been practicing for days.
Well, I'd like to hear him play.
Then why don't you ask him?
Okay. Say, Hugh, how about playing something on your violin for me?
Oh, I don't know, Miss Betty. You know, I haven't been practicing very much.
Oh, brother, if what we've been hearing ain't been Hugh practicing, then the cat got her tail caught in the door again.
Miss Betty didn't ask you, now, should
she? I know, but I'm going to see what happened to the cat anyway.
You play, Hugh?
Well, I guess I could kind of drag the bow a little.
Well, you know, just by strange coincidence, dragging the bow just happens to be the tune that Hugh's been practicing.
Tommy's been moping around all morning. You two didn't have any trouble last night, did you?
Well, I am a little miffed at him.
Yeah? Why? What happened?
Oh, it's nothing, Ken.
Come on now, out with it.
Well, he was helping me grade papers last night, and oh, I said something he didn't like, and for 3 hours he didn't talk to me.
How could you tell?
Well, this is against my better judgment, Betty, but why don't you and I sing a duet? You know, I could kind of stand close to you while we were singing, and if he heard us and saw us, he might get over being mad.
That sounds like a good idea, Ken.
Uh-huh. That's what I figured. But I'll do it anyway.
Evening shadows make me blue when each weary day is through. How I long to be with you. My happiness, every day I reminisce, dreaming of your tender kiss. Thinking how I miss my happiness.
A million years it seems have gone by since we shared our dreams,
but I'll hold you again. There'll be no blue memories left.
Whether skies are gray or blue, any place on earth will do. Just as long as I'm with you, my happiness.
a speckled pup under a red circus wagon.
Yeah, I liked it too, Shug. And you know what? I think it had the effect that Betty had in mind. Look at old Tommy over there sneaking around behind Hugh. Hey, Tommy! Tommy, did you like that duet?
Mm-mm.
You didn't? Well, why were you a little upset because you didn't sing it with Betty?
Mm-mm.
You mean you would rather have sung a song by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no time like the present.
Now, brother, what you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, brother, what you gonna do? What you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, brother, what you gonna do? Gonna get me another brand new coat for to climb the golden stair.
Gonna get another coat for to climb the golden stair.
And another pair of brand new tight knit pants for to make me look so fair.
And another pair of pants for to make me look so fair.
Now, brother,
what you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, brother, what you gonna do?
Hugh, what you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, Hugh, what you gonna do,
Well, I'll just walk right up and I'll say, Mr. St. Peter, if you want me to, I'll just be too glad to ride that North 40 for you. 'Cause I love the prairie country. Give me the prairie country. I'll take the prairie country. You can have the rest.
The time has come and I must go for to join the heavenly band.
Oh, the time has come for to join the heavenly band.
So I pack my duds in a goodbye bag and head for the promised land.
So I pack my duds and head for the promised land.
Now, brother,
what you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, brother, what you gonna do?
Carl, what you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, Carlos, what you gonna do?
Well, Lloyd, I'm a man of few words, so I think St. Peter will understand when I...
best when I'm riding my old gray mare.
Oh, when I'm riding my old gray mare.
If the stairs don't drop when I reach the top, I'm going to bow to the angels there.
If the stairs don't drop, I'll bow to the angels there.
Now, Peter,
what you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, brother, what you gonna do?
Shug, what you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, Shuggy, what you gonna do?
Well, I'm just gonna walk up and say, Fisher's my name, I reckon you know yours. And ask him if how about me coming inside and talking about having a week after healing.
Well, I'm sure that St. Peter would understand that.
There's Peter now with a worried brow just checking his list away.
There's Peter now just checking his list away.
Here I go right through Peter, how to do and how are you today?
Here I go right through Peter, how are you today?
Now, brother,
what you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, brother, what you gonna do?
Tommy, what you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, Thomas, what you gonna do? Well, Tommy, aren't you gonna say that you're gonna flank yourself on either side with Ken and I?
Mm-hmm.
And three abreast, we're just gonna walk right through?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
'Cause we're rolling home with a how-to-do and a how-to-do. We're heading for the home corral. Rolling home
corral.
We're heading for the home corral with a how-to-do and a how-to-do. We're heading for the home corral.
Now, let me see. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Hugh, have you got your thought for the day picked out of the mail yet?
I sure have, Lloyd. Today, we got a pretty good one. It's from Clyde Wood of Yuma, Arizona. And his letter says, "Dear Sons of the Pioneers, heard your show and heard you ask for thoughts. So I'll send this one. Live each day so you can look any man in the face and say, can I help you? Owe nothing to anyone or anything except your generosity and your conscience. be a doer and not a don'ter. And go to bed at night honest with yourself. That's what I say to myself every day, and it's helped me a lot. And I think I'm one of the luckiest guys under the sun. The letter is signed, Clyde Wood, Yuma, Arizona.
Well, Hugh, you sure picked a good one there. And folks, we've worked up a song salute from Mr. Wood, that lucky man down in Yuma. It's called The Lucky Old Sun. Up in the morning, out on the job, worked like the devil for my pay. While that lucky old sun has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Bust with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray. While that lucky old sun has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Good Lord above, can't you know I'm pining? Tears are in my eyes. Send down that cloud with a silver lining. Lift me to paradise. Show me that river. Take me across.
Wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old sun, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
That lucky old sun out here on the Lucky You Ranch has tipped its hat to the morning and started on its afternoon stroll across the sky. I don't think Tommy and Miss Betty will stay miffed, as she calls it, very long. They're both too nice of people. You know, all you folks listening in along the Lucky You line, drop down and pay us a visit while we're here in Hollywood. All you have to do is write to the Lucky You Ranch in care of ABC in Hollywood and tell us how many tickets you'd like and what day you'd like to stop down and visit. We'll do all the rest. Well, I've got to go grease a pig. So until tomorrow, this is George Putnam saying, for all the sons of the pioneers out here on the Lucky You, be lucky, you.
This program came to you from Hollywood. America is sold on ABC, the American broadcast.